All right, what is up, everybody? Welcome to your Daily Dose of Awesome, your live 15 minutes of daily motivation, inspiration, and education so you can get your day started right. Today's topic is a little different, maybe a little advanced, but hopefully it gives you a vision into the future as to what it is you're moving towards when it comes to automating your network marketing income. There's a lot of people in network marketing, especially six and seven figure earners, who are basically working their tail off to maintain that income. And what they find is when they stop working, they may act like they have the lifestyle and they have the time freedom, but what they find is when they stop working, their income starts coming down. And so what I want to talk about is essentially the various levels of automation that's needed in order to scale, not only scale a network marketing income, because that's been done even without automation, but maintaining that income, or even allowing that income to grow without you being further involved ultimately when it's all said and done. And it actually starts with something that we're all looking for. So I'm going to dive into that in just a second. You could also call what I'm about to share with you the different levels of leverage in network marketing in the modern era, you know, in the age of the internet and all technology we have. So that's the topic for today. If you don't know who I am, my name is Fernie Ceballos. I'm a lead generation and online marketing expert specializing in helping home business owners, that's network marketers, affiliate marketers, direct sellers, multiply their incomes using the internet. I built my first six-figure network marketing business within a couple of years of discovering the information we teach at Elite Marketing Pro. And over the past 10 years, I've personally been responsible for over $14 million in gross income into my home businesses, and have helped our clients produce hundreds of millions of dollars more collectively in their businesses as well. So what we do and teach works. In fact, we just came off the No Excuses Summit last weekend, where we had people on stage, speakers on stage, all of whom built their network marketing and direct selling businesses using internet strategies. And so we had people there that were in the six-figure level all the way up to the multiple seven-figure level, literally people making $250,000 per month in their network marketing business, which is awesome. And so it's so awesome to see network marketing reach an acceptance level where now internet strategies are actually not only accepted, but sought after. And so we had a successful event as a result. And that's what we're about, building online. If you're new to our broadcast, I highly recommend you subscribe to these daily lives. You could actually, on your phone, if you're watching this, click on the video. When you click on the video, that'll open up a little ellipsis symbol in the top right corner. Click on that. A menu will pop up where you'll be able to like us, follow us, and most importantly, turn on live notifications. You get notified every time we go live. So you get a little ping on your phone, and you can either click on the little notification to go live with us, or you can choose to watch the recording later. Either way, you guarantee that you don't lose out on any of this content that we deliver live and free every single day, Monday through Friday. So with that said, you can also do it with on your desktop as well. You just click on our name or logo right above this video. That'll take you to our fan page where you can like us. And also under following, choose to turn on live notifications so you can make sure that you're getting our content. You can also choose to see our content first as well. Let me check to see how we're doing on Facebook Live here.
And free every single day.
Ah, awesome. All right. Sweet. Hello, Nancy. Hi, Jovita. Thanks for coming on. Don, Carrie, what's up, man? Eric. Awesome. So good to see all of you guys. All right. Let's hop into the content of the different levels of leverage in network marketing in the modern era. So what I'm going to talk about is not only about scaling a network marketing business, but also automating as the scaling is happening. So there are essentially five levels of leverage, or at least I'm going to talk about five levels. There's actually many more levels, but for the purposes of building strictly a network marketing business, there's essentially five levels. So level what I call is level zero. So level zero, so there's not five levels, there's actually six levels, but I'm starting with level zero because level zero is where we all start. And so this is the level that has little or no systems in place for the purposes of automating any aspect of the business. So you're primarily at this level, you're focused on learning the fundamental skills of network marketing, which you need to learn anyway, no matter what. So the first fundamental skills are obviously related to person-to-person prospecting. So in level zero, everything is done in person and everything done in manually. So you do person-to-person prospecting, and you're learning that skill set, and you're learning how to actually become effective in that, because that's where we all start, no matter what, because that's where our upline starts us. So person-to-person prospecting, person-to-person presentations, person-to-person training. So when you recruit, if you recruit that new person into your organization after you've prospected them and presented to them and you bring them in, there's also kind of a hands-on training that you have to do to get them enrolled, because there's no systems in place to do that. And then also, when you're in terms of tracking your performance, you're pretty much, it's up to you to basically track how good you're performing from a conversion standpoint, from a prospecting standpoint. Any metrics you basically have to come up with yourself, and so that's it. So everything is person to person: the prospecting, the presentation, the training, and also the tracking. So on level one is when you start getting into, if you get involved with Elite Marketing Pro, the first and biggest problem in network marketing that we solve here at Elite Marketing Pro is automating lead generation. What that means is essentially putting prospecting systems in place so that you're no longer bugging the friends and family or Uncle Bob or whoever, or strangers on the street or people at parties. You're no longer in prospecting mode every time you're surrounded by people that are warm-blooded. So you're actually have automated one part of your business and created systems around it, and that's the prospecting systems. And that's what we get everybody started with here at Elite Marketing Pro. If you want to know more about that, click on the link in the description of the person that referred you here, or simply go to elitemarketingpro.com to learn more. Now, essentially, an example of automating the prospecting system, the prospecting aspect of your business, is, for example, learning how to effectively do Facebook ads, specifically doing Facebook Messenger ads, which I taught a lot about at the No Excuses Summit at our recent event. So running Facebook ads and running specifically Messenger ads, so that basically you put an ad out there that can be shown to as a targeted audience as you want. You know, imagine being able to target the followers of Robert Kiyosaki or John Maxwell or Stephen Covey or Tony Robbins or whoever. Target their followers and put out a compelling message that creates curiosity and interest. And if you think you can do this on your own, you're sadly mistaken. I highly recommend you get training from our team here at Elite Marketing Pro, because you don't want to do the wrong thing, because Facebook, it doesn't look kindly upon mistakes. But if you know what you're doing, then it's awesome, because now you can run ads that directly lead to actual messenger chat conversations on your phone or on your computer, and then you can basically segue those conversations to an actual live presentation that either your upline is going to do or you yourself can do, depending on your level of experience. So at that point, when you actually have ads out there in place, you've created a certain level of automation where the leads are coming in, and so you never have to worry about being out in public prospecting ever again. So that's level one of this automation scenario, is on automating the prospecting. So automated lead generation, one example of that among many would be running a Facebook Messenger ad to a chat. And so, however, you're still doing the person-to-person presentation. So after you get that person off of the chat and decide to speak to them through a video chat or some other presentation, you're still doing that in person. So that's still manual. You're still, any tracking you're doing in terms of where people are at, what stages, have you talked to this person, have you presented this person, all that tracking is done manually. And of course, when you get that person started, you're still going to have to train them manually, one-on-one as well. So, but at least you've solved the number one issue in network marketing, which is finding enough prospects and leads to talk to. So that's level one. Level two is on the conversion, creating the conversion system. So essentially what that means is you have lead generation automated, like I've described. And by the way, who here right now, hey Allison, how's it going? Who here right now that's watching this live has been able to automate, with our help, the prospecting phase of their business, where they have ads and then leads are coming in? So you at least have leads coming in to your business with our help here at Elite Marketing Pro. Give me a number one if you've at least started to automate that aspect of your business with our help. So there you go. So level two is about conversion systems. So conversion systems is you already automated the lead generation, like many of our people here at Lead Marketing Pro, and now you're working on automating the presentation aspect of the business. So that's the conversion aspect. So that's not only have you gotten a lead, but how do you convert that person to an actual customer or distributor in your business? And so examples of these type of automated or semi-automated systems are sales funnels, webinar funnels. So like the sales funnel is basically just a sales process that's done through a website. A webinar funnel is basically being able to get people onto a webinar, an actual online presentation where you can have 100, 200, 500, 1,000 people watching a webinar and basically make a buying decision on that webinar or make a decision to be a part of your organization off of that webinar. Another example of a semi-automated conversion system are Facebook groups. So we talked a lot about Facebook groups at No Excuses. We have some incredible leaders in our community, Angel Fletcher, Ryan Higgins, John and Nadia Melton. They've mastered the art of this type of conversion system, which is using Facebook groups as a funnel. And so once you've done that, obviously you've automated lead generation through advertising. You've automated the conversion process through some type of funnel. Now, there's no one correct way to do it. You can actually, these presentation systems or conversion systems, there's multiple ways to create these, but that's totally cool. However, when you bring on a new person, you still have to do the person-to-person training. So you still have not automated the training that when you bring somebody on, and also the tracking. How do you keep track of all the people you've brought in through the prospecting? And how do you figure out where everybody is at? So I'm sorry, my phone acts a little funny on Facebook Lives. I want to make sure I can see everybody's comment. Awesome. So, and as you can see, a ton of people have already mastered the art of prospecting. Now, give me a number two. I know there'll be a few of you, but give me a number two if you started the conversion process of automating that part of it, whether you're using our funnels or whether you're using your own funnels or your own webinar funnels or you're using Facebook groups. Give me a number two if you have begun the process of automating or have already automated the conversion aspect of your business. So that's it. So now level number three is on creating, and you can actually level four and level three, you can pretty much do in whatever order. But essentially this is when you create the tracking systems. And so the tracking systems is basically you've automated the lead generation, you've automated the conversion or presentation aspect of the business. Now you need to put some tracking in place so you can pretty much, you have a lot of people coming in, you need to keep track of where everybody is at and also track your metrics. What that means essentially is tracking your conversions from ad to lead, from lead to new customer or new distributor, from new customer to distributor to a properly trained distributor. So there's numbers that you have to keep track of in order to kind of assess the health of your business. And if these numbers aren't reaching a certain threshold, then you're not doing this properly and you're in danger of your entire business falling apart if you don't have the proper tracking systems in place. You can't grow what you can't measure. And so that's a huge thing. So you need to have tracking systems in place. You still, as of now, still have person-to-person training. But like I said, you can actually, the tracking stuff, you can be building throughout, or you can be building in parallel with level four of our automation systems here, and that's automating the training. So, by the way, if you are part of our community, and again, there'll be fewer of you because there's a growth process to this, if you're part of our community and have already put tracking systems in place, give me number three. A tracking system is that you're able to track your metrics through your advertising at the very least, or you have other tracking for tracking your performance beyond the advertising. But if you at least have metrics for your advertising, drop me a number three if you're part of our community. So level four is a training system. So you've automated lead generation, you've automated the presentation or conversion aspect of it. You have some tracking in place so that at least you kind of assess where your numbers are at. And so now you want to basically automate the training systems for duplication. This is where you can have massive scale and massive duplication when you've actually automated the training aspect of your business. And so This, fortunately, you can build as you go. In fact, I recommend you build as you go. So as you're building out the prospecting systems, the conversion systems, the tracking systems, you want to basically also be building out videos that show people, your people, how to use each aspect of those systems. So you create the training as you go. This is can be video training. It's going to be through some sort of back office or login so that it's not public. And essentially what you're doing is you're training people through the different stages of growth in their business. And so, and this can be a lot of things. This could be the stages of growth of acquiring skills. So as they acquire new skills, they go through new training, kind of like how I've described. Or as their income grows, you know, you provide them new training as they hit certain rank levels in their business. And so how you do this will be a little bit up to you and unique to your business, but you want to have some sort of training systems in place. If you're part of Elite Marketing Pro and have experienced our training systems as a training company through our Ignition coaching process, drop me a number four. Give me a number four if you've been through Elite Marketing Pro and been through our Ignition system where you've actually been through our different stages of growth and training through Ignition and beyond. So drop me a number four for that. See, and what I'm trying to do here, just anyone that's watching, I'm showing you how we've actually done this in our own businesses. You can clearly see that people in our community have done this in their businesses as well. So this is obviously work. So now at level four, you've automated lead generation. You've automated the conversion or presentation aspects of it. You've automated some of the tracking, if not all the tracking. You've started to put training systems in place so that when people have questions, they can basically watch a video versus take up your precious time. And so finally, the final level of creating these automated systems for scaling are business systems. So the final level is business systems, and actually business systems in and of itself has many levels. And so I actually can't dive too deep in what a business system looks like, but essentially what a business system is now basically hiring a team, putting a team in place to run all the systems I've previously described. So the point here is to create time freedom, right? So you actually want to hire a team to be able to maintain what's happening, but not only maintain it, but you want to have them there to continue to develop it, to continue to improve it, grow it, update it, etc. These are things you don't want to personally do. So hire a team would be a very, very wise thing. And let me know if you already, now this will probably be only a handful of people, maybe only a couple. But if you're watching this right now, if you've created any type of business systems where you've had to hire employees and create documentation for them to kind of control different, take care of different aspects of your business, things that you don't want to be responsible for, drop me a number five. If you have some sort of business systems in place. But business systems can be pretty comprehensive. Not only is it, you have, because within business systems, you have hiring systems. You have systems for like essentially creating your operating manual for your business. You have financial systems, so actually making sure that the money is being taken care of. You have a lot of different things for basically running an actual company. Because by the time you get to this level where you actually have prospecting systems, conversion systems, tracking systems, and training systems, you actually have a separate business in and of itself, which is valuable. And much like my friends, the pajama bosses, who have done it in the old school world, in the offline world, they've created systems where now they have the systems that they use to build their teams. Now they build these systems for other people. And so they've created an asset in that system, and that's essentially when they need to start building out their business system, because that all these systems they created in of itself becomes its own business, its own asset, and that's when you are truly free, because you know it doesn't matter what happens to your company, you have this asset where you can, you know, rebuild if something happens to your company, or you can choose to help others in the industry to build out what they have as well. So isn't this cool? Give me a number seven if you think what I just shared is really cool, like the progression of levels. It might seem overwhelming, but I guarantee you're not going to do this overnight. It took me quite a few years in order to get through all these different levels in my business. In fact, it took me 10 years to get to level 5. But if you think this is really cool and you're excited about the idea of setting more and more automation as you go in place, give me a number seven. For most of you, your first year in doing this and being a part of Elite Marketing Pro, you're probably not going to get past, you know, level two, and have, but you'll be able to incorporate certain parts of level three. So you're going to be able to automate your prospecting most definitely. You're going to be able to set up some conversion systems, maybe not as comprehensive as maybe what we have, but you're going to set up some conversion systems to automate the conversion aspect or semi-automate the conversion aspect. And most definitely, you're going to set up tracking for those two levels. Maybe you don't have the tracking as sophisticated as we do, but you don't need it at that sophisticated. So your goal with first year by through Elite Marketing Pro is to have levels 1, 2, and 3 in place at some level, so that you've created some level of time freedom. And the byproduct of being involved with Elite Marketing Pro is we also show you how to create multiple streams of income as you're doing all this. So if you want to know more about what we do here at Elite Marketing Pro, click the link in the description if someone referred you, or simply go to elitemarketingpro.com and learn more about how it is we can get you started automating that first level of your business, which is the prospecting systems, so that basically you never have to go to a party, you never have to go in public out ever again and talk to a single person about your business unless you want to. So thanks so much for all your participation. This is pretty, I really appreciated all of your participation, and especially I appreciated hearing from all of you as to all the different levels of systems you've either been a part of or have developed in your businesses. And I will say that it's in part thanks to what we've created here at EMP. More importantly, it's what my mentors created long before I got started here. So thanks a lot for participating, guys. I love you all. What's up, Allison, Robert? And as you can see, we also have some rock stars here who have already automated big chunks of, not whole chunks of their business. And so Heather, Allison, Jennifer, Sally, thanks so much for being a part of this. And hopefully this was of value and gives you like a bigger perspective as to where your business is headed, because unless you're able to automate the entire thing, then really, you know, are you essentially buying and exchanging your old job for a new job? And so fortunately, there's a lot of network marketers stuck in that phase, and I hope with our help, you're not one of them. So take care, everybody. Have an awesome day, and we will talk tomorrow.